Huh. I can't quite figure out what to make of this.
Love, Anna Zapp. Just embrace the love here.
Yeah, I totally do. And I believe in falling head over heels in love, and I know that it can be fast. But when I look at Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, and, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about celebrities here, but it just kind of boggles my mind.
Well, I think the thing that, first, for me personally, all right, the cynic in most of us would look at it and be like, oh, it's just going to explode or implode or whatever. But what's that really about? Is that about us or is it about the fact that they're young and it's happened quickly in our eyes? Who knows, right?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. When I saw this announcement, I always, for some reason, I don't know why, my initial reaction always to think of the ex.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez has gone through, like, the last 10 years of her life being on and off Justin Bieber's girlfriend.
Sure.
The ups and the downs. And then he's been with her for 5 minutes, and he's calling her the love of his life. And he released a statement on Instagram yesterday about it.
Yes, saying, a long-worded statement.
Completely and fully yours. I will always put you first. You are the love of my life, Hailey Baldwin. And saying, like, I didn't know what love was until I met you. And I'm like, oh, poor Selena Gomez. It's got to read that.
She did fine. I saw her on one of her friends' feeds on a boat in New York Harbor. She looked like she was having a good day herself.
Well, I mean, that, what are you going to do? Cry in front of the paparazzi?
Well, that's true. I mean, listen, Bieber dated Baldwin before, right? And then they've got the religion thing, too, so you can't discount that. I mean,
right.
Who knows?
So let me read you a little excerpt of what he wrote, and tell me what you think about this.
Yes.
God's timing really is literally perfect. We got engaged on the seventh day of the seventh month. Number 7th is a number of spiritual perfection. It's true. Google it. Isn't that nuts? By the way, I didn't plan that. Anyways, my goodness, does feel good to have our future secured. And then he continues and he quotes, he says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. This is the year of favor.
Well, listen, it's great that he's excited. Whenever somebody starts quoting to me about numbers and how they line up with the universe, I usually just kind of discount that. Like, I'm not a person who believes in that. Like, you know, things are coincidence and you make choices that things happen. But I'm not one who believes that. But people who do get way into it. I'll say this. That is the clearest diamond I've ever seen in my life.
That he put in that rock on
that
finger?
That thing looks like glass. That thing is absolutely massive. That is, I mean, J-Lo's diamond was huge and yellow and this, that, whatever. Everybody has a big diamond. That is the clearest diamond I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, you're Justin Bieber. You can afford basically anything.
Clearly.
You want. Yeah.
But that is seriously the clearest diamond I have ever seen.
But all right, let's make a bet right now.
Okay.
They're going to make it 5 years?
See,
I know it sounds, it's so cliche.
That's terrible
I know,
to do.
But 5 years.
Not like
over under.
No, not likely. Over under is 300 to 1, I'm guessing. I mean, you know.
I know, it's so
150
awful.
To 1 will open at 150 to 1.
Listen.
But I'm rooting for them.
It was the seventh day of the seventh month. You know?
I will say this. The more photos I see of her, the more she looks like her father, Stephen Baldwin. And that's just weird for me.
Yeah.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.